Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2010, and you can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning live radio programme, from 9.
If you like this programme, then there is one man that you have to thank for it. Mark Damaser is the outgoing controller of Radio 4, and for the last 6 years he's been the hand on the tiller of this great radio station, but now he's off to become Master of St Peter's College, Oxford. His parents ran a delicatessen in North London and must have been immensely proud of a son who went on to study history at Cambridge and got a double first. Starred. Mark started his journalistic career as a trainee at ITN, but within a year he was here at the BBC, where he rose quickly to the top, holding many lofty posts. And since becoming controller of Radio 4, he's seen it win Station of the Year at the Sony Awards and achieve record ratings. He created Saturday Live, and he's a huge fan of Inheritance Tracks, so this is our leaving gift from all of us, and I hope all of you, to him. I wonder if the UK theme will be one of his choices.
The song that I inherit from my childhood is Unforgettable by Nat King Cole. My parents had a vinyl collection. They love lots of different kinds of music, but the LP that I remember the best was a UNESCO LP with a medley of tracks from people like Louis Armstrong and Duke Ellington, Ella Fitzgerald and Nat King Cole. And this was my favourite track on it, and it used to play a lot on the incredibly decrepit and I don't think very often replaced gramophone player. And it's lyrical, beautiful, simple, and Nat King Cole has this wonderful velvet baritone voice. And then I didn't listen to it for decades and didn't listen to that sort of music really for a very long time. But two or three decades after I'd last heard it, I came back and bought a Nat King Cole Greatest Hits compilation and was struck by how beautiful it is. And although very simple and not very long, hugely evocative and a perfect love song.
And forevermore, that's how you stay.
My childhood was spent in suburban northwest London, a small semi-detached house with parents who worked 7 days a week. They owned a small delicatessen, so the economics of the family was derived and floated from smoked salmon. My father was an exquisitely good cutter of thin smoked salmon slices for a polyglot community around Willesden Green, and the way they expressed their solidarity to one another was by buying my father smoked salmon and lemon wedges. And smoked salmon was brought home several times a week, and it was only until I went to university that I realised it was any kind of luxury at all. The feelings when I hear the song now that mostly come to me are ones of gratitude for my parents' hard work, and it really wasn't easy, and I really didn't appreciate until much later on, I think, how hard they had to work to support my brother and myself. And although they greatly enjoyed using their languages on the many different sorts of immigrants who came in to buy the pickled cucumber and the salted tongue, they never really asked me to do anything. I think once in a blue moon I had to do a delivery or two, and even then I normally ended up sending the wrong things to the wrong address and mucked it up through a mixture of serial incompetence and nervousness. And I do remember actually coming back on these very rare occasions where I was asked to do something and pretty well always having got something wrong, and my parents both being extremely tolerant, as if it was entirely to be expected that I would muck it up and that I should at least get a clap on the back for trying.
Unforgettable.
Unforgettable in every way.
Every way.
And forevermore.
And forevermore.
That's how you'll stay.
That's how you'll stay.
That's why, darling,
darling,
it's incredible,
incredible
that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
Thinks that I am unforgettable too.
As a simple expression of mutual love and solidarity, I think it's rather wonderful. The song that I'd pass on to my children is Here Comes the Sun, which everybody listening to this, or almost everybody listening to this, will know is from Abbey Road and the Beatles, and one of the not very many actually composed by George Harrison as opposed to Paul and John.
Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right.
It's a fantastic album that we played over and over and over again, and it's something of a family anthem. We used to play a game on long car trips where somebody would put out a word and we then had to work out which Beatles song it was, and I felt it was imperative that the children were educated to the Beatles and in the Beatles as much as they would learn English en masse, well, if not quite, almost. As an 8, 9 and 10-year-old, even at that period, so 63, 64, 65, they did represent something radically different. And by the time it got to Hey Jude and Sgt. Pepper, when I was clearly very keen on having a separate identity from my parents and my immediate background, the Beatles represented something much bigger than simply being a big band. And having a look, actually, through TV and radio, rather than going to the concerts, which I miserably failed to achieve. But looking at them doing their stuff was an insight into a world radically different from one of northwest London. I was pretty encyclopedic about popular music, by which I suppose I mean chart music, until round about the mid-1970s. I bought a lot of singles when they came out and have a lot of the old vinyl LPs. And then I think, in truth, when I got to grips with classical music and opera in particular, my listening to contemporary chart music in the 80s and 90s drifted away, though I'm perfectly aware of who Wham are. And of course, most of my listening has been to Radio 4. I still have sneaky moments when I go off to listen to Radio 3. I've been very, very unfaithful to Radio 4 on occasion by listening to that. I think now that I'm leaving Radio 4, I will need to wean myself off it, because I think it's important to try and break some of the habit, though I will still be an enormously heavy listener because I love it hugely. Radio 4 has been the most enjoyable experience professionally that anybody could hope to have. Here comes the sun. Leaves an indelible smile, and I love it. It's all right.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.